And welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend show, we're focusing on the economic impact of the Black Oak Casino Concert Series at the Westside Pavilion. Joined in studio by Leif Kruger, who is the Executive Director of Marketing at Black Oak Casino Resort. Lisa Mayo, who is the President and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County. And Cole Prisabella, who is the Tuolumne County Economic Development Director. I'll pose the first question in the third segment here to Leif Kruger. You know, is there quite a bit of coordination, too, that takes place behind the scene with local law enforcement agencies?
Absolutely. We partner up with local California Highway Patrol and the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office. The Highway Patrol is there for traffic on Tuolumne Road, and the Sheriff's Office is there for to have a law enforcement presence. But we also partner up with 9 local vendors between food and porta potties for all of our show's needs. And they're all, you know, great partners for us as well.
So in a good trickle-down effect to those local vendors as well.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll turn over to Cole Prisabella as Tuolumne County Economic Development Director. During the earlier segments, we talked a little bit about how lodging is difficult to find during those big events at with the concert series. You know, are there still some hotel projects being looked at right now in the county?
Yeah, so hotel projects, there's a couple that are interested and still working through the process. Terra V, which was a project out on Highway 120 on the way to Yosemite, is still being worked through. They're discussing on an EIR and including Under Canvas, which is out in that general areas too. Those are both really two great projects. And it's a need on that Yosemite corridor where we have about 5,000 cars a day in the really heavy season. And there's a lot of opportunity for some more hotel stays. When it comes to the getting closer into the city of Sonora, there is some interest to have another hotel in the general vicinity of the Highway 108 Hess corridor. And that would actually be really helpful, I think, for Leaf and Black Oak Casino when it comes to these concert series, let alone the fact that they have a great hotel themselves and enough room. But when you hear Leaf say that their hotel is sold out, there's a lot more room for some commercial stays in Tuolumne County.
Lisa Mayo, anything to add from a visitor perspective?
Well, I think that the different hotels that are looking at our area are really unique. Particularly Under Canvas is a really unique opportunity for people where they're actually camping under canvas tents, but it's really glamping. These tents they have bathrooms in them. They have skylights. They have everything you need. They have Keurig coffee makers. So they're providing a really, really interesting and trending opportunity for our visitors.
And cool.
If you look on the Mariposa side of Yosemite, they have a similar hotel, interesting accommodation where it's Airstream. So a group have converted, I don't know how many Airstreams, but that's a spot where they can go. And instead of staying in a hotel or an Airbnb, you get to go stay in an interesting Airstream. So I think the Under Canvas, when you talk about a low impact hotel that would fit in with the community, it would fit in with the look of the Groveland kind of on the way to Yosemite, the Under Canvas project, it's a no-brainer to me. And I mean, I'd be interested in staying. It sounds very fun. I know that Bay Area, the younger generation, that's what they're interested in. When you go to Instagram or you go online and you look at what they're interested in, I think Under Canvas exactly nails a potential really good business segment for us.
And those projects are still in the very early process. They're not going before the board in the near-term future?
No. So they're going through what's called an environmental impact review. So to make sure that if that project was to go forward, we talk about mitigation, we talk about environmental impacts, and make sure that if that project does get approved, that we already understand exactly how it'll fit into the community.
And from an economic development front, are there some upcoming events and conferences for this region?
Yeah, actually, the Tuolumne County Economic Development Department is hosting 2 events in the next couple months. The first one will be in November, November 7th, from about 3 to 5. It's a Tuolumne County Economic Summit. So we'll talk about what businesses are interested, how to be a cohesive group on talking about economic development between all the different business organizations and chambers. And it's a time for us. We have a lot of siloed conversations between different business groups to have one big cohesive conversation. The other one will be actually a broadband summit. And this one's really exciting because we're going to have four different counties that include ours of supervisors, CAOs, and economic development directors to come to Tuolumne County, be at Black Oak Casino and Conference Center, and talk about broadband. And so we'll talk about general plan amendments, how we can have broadband as part of our general plan. We'll talk about dig once policies so that if Caltrans wants to do some work on the roads, that we'll already have a way to let a different installer of conduit come in and make sure that while that road's dug up, they can put in some conduit. And so there's going to be a lot of good conversations, and that's in February of next year.
Expanding broadband from an economic development prospect, you know, why do you see that as a very important thing?
Well, when it comes to, we talk about attracting Bay Area and telecommuters, they want reliable access to the internet, let alone the fact that businesses already in Tuolumne County want reliable access to the internet. So broadband's incredibly important. And one thing that I'm trying to make sure everyone knows is that if you are in that Columbia to Sonora Lowe's locations, so along Washington, Morningstar, Parrots Ferry, you have access to broadband. Reach out to me and I'll help connect you. There's a fee to get connected. There's your monthly fee, like a normal process, but you have access to broadband. And I know a few providers in our downtown Sonora region are offering gigabit internet if you need it.
Go over to Lisa Mayo. I've heard, as we talk about bringing in big crowds to Tuolumne County, you hear the term from your area as well, destination stewardship. Can you explain a little bit about what this initiative is?
Sure. So oftentimes when we are bringing people up, sometimes we get feedback from the public or from residents in Tuolumne County that tourists are trashing our roads and trashing our forests and this type of thing. And of course, that's nothing that we ever would want to see happen. About a year ago, when we had a government shutdown and we were on the heels of some fires and people were just like going into Yosemite or going up in the high country, there was a lot of reports on trash and just people not really respecting the area. And so we kicked into gear our Tuolumne County is Too Cool to Trash campaign. Hoping and helping people to clean up after themselves. And we're taking that campaign. We're going to be building on that to just remind people, you know, when they come into the county and also our residents. I don't think, you know, we are all innocent in this area either, but just reminding people to respect the areas around us and that, you know, people live here and animals live here and we all want a clean and nice, pristine place to visit.
We're coming near the end of this weekend's Motherload Views. I'll go around the table one more time. Any closing comments to make? I'll start first with Cole Prisabella.
Sure. I say it every time I'm here, BJ. I'm actually very optimistic for the businesses in Tuolumne County. As I've been going around and talking to each business and hearing what they have to say, it always ends on a positive note that they're able to make their business work. They're selling their products and they're having a successful year. So I'm excited to continue to help the Tuolumne County businesses succeed in Tuolumne County.
I know you've been doing a lot of that outreach effort. Have there been like, you know, one or two things that you hear about, things I'd like to see kind of improved in the county?
Sure, there's always quite a few things that come up that want to get improved. I know right now the big topic is Jamestown, the lights. It's creating a different dynamic of getting through town. I've heard quite a few businesses talking about adding travel time for employees to work. So I know that Tuolumne County Transportation Council is working on that segment of location. I don't know if it's a next month, next year, but there is some fixes and there is talk about how to continue to work on that travel flow. And yeah, there's always the same problems and same topics that always come up that we're all talking about.
And Leif Kruger, closing comments as we wrap up today?
Sure. We're just very lucky to live in this county because of how beautiful it is. But we're also very lucky because you've got, you know, a table today with, you know, government, business, and tourism all working together towards one goal. And that goal is to bring people to show off the county we live in, whether it's they want to live here or whether they want to play here. But I think it's great that the three of us can get together and talk about these things. So.
And year three of the concert series, we'll be anxious to hear, so keep us posted.
Absolutely. Just follow us on our concert page.
And Lisa Mayo, closing comments as we wrap up here today.
Yeah, with Visit Tuolumne County, our primary goal is marketing and getting folks to come and visit our area, of course. But as tourism continues to grow, we want to see, you know, new product development, and we want to also help businesses to be able to do that, or potential businesses. One of the things we'll be doing in February 2020 is putting on an agritourism summit and really, you know, helping those folks that want to invite people onto their land to enjoy their lifestyle, you know, for a day or an overnight, you know, is to give them some tools to use to do that so that we can continue to grow tourism and the tourism product in Tuolumne County.
Do you see that as one of the growth areas over the coming years, agritourism?
I think it is. You know, several years ago, it was the buzzword, and it kind of fizzled a little bit. I mean, we definitely do have agritourism here now, but we want to ramp it up. We want to give people, again, give them the tools. We're going to have an insurance agent come and talk about liability insurance. That's a key concern. We're going to have Quincy Ailey from the county come and talk about the planning and how to go about, you know, working with the county on creating an ag destination. So I think it'll be really great, and hopefully we'll kick it into high gear again.
Very good. Well, I thank all three of you for coming on today.
Thank you, BJ.
Thanks, BJ.
Again, we thank our guests for joining us in studio. We've been joined by Leif Kruger, who is the Executive Director of Marketing at Black Oak Casino Resort, Lisa Mayo, President and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, and Cole Prisabella, who is the Tuolumne County Economic Development Director. I'm BJ Hansen. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.